Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast. I am your host, Carl Fiadini. We are podcasting on site at Ibis Images Studios, where food photography comes alive. Get with John Hernandez. Check him out at ibisimages.com. All right, so we did a thing today.
Don't we do a thing every day?
We do. So Chef Jeffrey over here, he smoked a pork butt and some duck. So in this pork butt, we're talking about a coffee-rubbed cherry bourbon, Bloody Mary brined pork butt. That's the kind of pork butt I'm talking about. And yes, you heard that right, but that's not all. We're talking smoked Gruyere, caramelized onion puree, crispy onions. Oh my God. And don't forget about the key lime slaw. So all of that was beautifully sandwiched between two slices of grilled rye bread. Thank you, Peninsula Food Service, for the proteins. And there will be sexy food talk today. And you know what? We're going to might get into a little bit of a backstory on the Gruyere. So we also have a guest today. We have the Alexander Olson of Babylon Micro Green Farms. He's the co-founder. And I'll tell you what, it's a cool concept. They had a lot of interesting things happen. They were recognized by the Biden-Harris administration for what they're doing. I think that's kind of cool. From their website, I just want to read this. Babylon's all-in-one indoor farming experience makes farming easy and fun for anyone. With an elegant blend of subscription services, advanced tech, and innovative farming equipment, you'll harvest nutrient-dense produce every week, no matter your level of farming skill. I think that's super cool. We're going to get into that. But first, Jefferson Slissel of the Hollywood Slissels. You dazzled me today, dude. It's a shocker every week. I don't know why. I should be accustomed to this already, but dive in. Just start talking, baby.
This is my element. I mean, when we were talking about what we're going to do for the month of August, I wanted to do something that's really, really, really sexy. Talking about those like off cuts. Funny enough, Ron McTighe would used to be the meathead for the company I worked for. He goes, "That's not one of them I would have picked. I would have picked the culotte, which is the flat." And I'm like, "We're going to get to that one."
Oh, culottes are great.
Right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to do the butt because it's very popular, the pork butt. And why I wanted to do something different with it is because, so I was introduced by Paige, one of Tammy Stepp's niece. She had come over one time and she was helping out and she brought me Jim Beam black cherry brandy. And I'm like, what's this brandy with black cherry or bourbon with black cherry? And then I got Scatterbrain, which is the peanut butter whiskey too. So I was like, ooh, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, one day I just decided, I think it was not too long ago, you came over with your wife, John, and his wife. And I did black cherry kind of marinated in the pork. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. So then when I was at the ECF convention, I met the guys from Red Gold and they had Sacramento, which is one of my favorite tomato juices. They made it into a Bloody Mary mix. And I'm like, ooh, this would be really good brined with pork belly or pork butt. That's where all that came from. So when I talked to you guys, I'm like, hey, this is what we're going to be doing. But the smoke, I want to do a little bit differently. I'm always usually cherry or applewood, pecan. So I went hickory this time, but I didn't do it overbearing. I wanted just like a hint of the hickory in the background. So that just, it just cooked and had the layer. And this, what was different about this one is it dried out after I rubbed the pork for about 3 or 4 days. Is he moaning?
Tell you what. Smokey, like every single week, just doesn't like, he's great humor.
He's Abbott and Costello rolled into one right here in the studio. It's that awesome.
Is, well, you know what? We're talking sexy talk and he's moaning.
All right.
Perfect.
I mean, he got his fill today too.
Yeah. Oh my God. He did.
He did.
And you know, Bacon Bits did too. So she was out of camp for, so she was able to come in and hang out too. The duck. I love duck, but I wanted to
the
do
duck
something.
Duck all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So classic French dish. You got the duck à l'orange. It's got Grand Marnier. You put the liver, the neck, all that, but I wanted to smoke it. So it would give it a whole elevated to a whole nother level, but I use black garlic marinade with orange peel, sake, and then I let that sit there and then the air dry. So it got nice into the entire flesh of the animal. On top of that, when I was cooking it, it was mopped with Grand Marnier, cognac, and that same deal. But I also wanted to show, because I wanted to show two courses, right? Two different ways of doing it, presentation. So we did an entree, but I got this bug up my, you know, or hair up my butt. Wanted to do an appetizer, so I thought pot sticker would be a perfect vessel to carry through, and then brie cheese, because I know we're going to talk about cheese. I wanted something creamy, but I didn't want something overbearing. Wanted to fold in a little nap cabbage, a little crunch, garlic. Used a little bit more of the black garlic marinade as well. Pulled the duck, chopped it up a little bit, threw that all in, and then we actually steamed it, and then we actually then seared them. We served it with the orange glaze, and then that's just incredible.
Man, I tell you what, I don't know what, I'm going to say today's favorite for me was the pot sticker. You know, like the duck l'orange.
Well, you like the skin.
Oh my God, I can eat like a plate. I can eat a plate of the skin on my own. First of all, everything is delicious, right? And the pictures, the photographs that John has of what we, you know, what we cooked up today are fabulous. Obviously those will be on the website and we'll push those out on the socials.
But well, we got a new guy too. Don't forget about him. He got to snack a little bit today.
Yeah. Hey, Will Brown, everything was good today, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Will Brown shooting some video for us, today. And, it's his first day.
I think Thursday is going to be his favorite day now.
I wouldn't say hazing. It wasn't.
No, he wasn't hazed at all.
No.
Not by me, at least.
Not me either. I mean, I was a little sarcastic, but it was.
Well, that's you.
Yeah. I mean, you got to deal with it. You deal with it, Will, or not. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you.
Yeah, he's going to fit perfect. I'll just keep on feeding him. He's 21. Smokey. He's got a metabolism that's unbelievable.
You feed him and Smokey, everybody's happy.
Yeah, it's especially Smokey.
But the pot stickers. All right, let's get back to the pot stickers. My God. When, you know, you're like, hey, try this, dip it in the. Dude, I mean. when are we making those again?
It's, you know, it's,
when are we going to do that again?
It's not that difficult. I mean, we're only talking like 4 or 5 ingredients out of everything we've done.
Shockingly, it looks simple. Like, it looked like I can do it.
Yeah. But you got to have little teeny weeny fingers to do those things, man. And, it takes a time period. I mean,
you're going to have to stick with that.
I guess I'm going to have to make them. You know what? My brother-in-law, Gavin, loves doing them, so I'll make him do them. Or Evan, my nephew.
All right. I ain't mad at you. Right. So, but you know, the marmalade.
Yeah. That, you know what? That came from Jay.
Yeah.
The whole idea.
Yeah.
And from the Citrus America.
Correct. The juicer. That marmalade is like fire.
Thanks, man.
Yes.
Not only that, I have to, that's where we got the Meemaw sassy sauce, because having that, remember, that's what tricked me to go and, hey.
What's the base in there?
The base of the, which one, the marmalade or the?
The marmalade, but then the Meemaw.
So the Meemaw is, the base is basically bourbon and orange.
Yeah.
I mean. You can't go wrong. You know, it's actually an old fashioned.
You know what we got to do? And it's been a while, Mr. Bacon Cartel. We haven't done bacon. We haven't had bacon here in a long time. Don't get quiet. Just tell me when it's arriving. That's all.
Oh, I have 5 pounds, 4 or 5 pounds.
What are we doing here?
I can bring in
Will. Go pick up. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. All right.
We can definitely do bacon next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got oxtail in the works.
Oh, man.
Short rib.
What are we doing with the oxtail? Is that going to be like.
So we're going
to
do that Jamaican style.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one I want to show a little, pay homage to some of the family members and stuff like that. And want to do it with a little bit of demi and then jerk marinated with coconut, Malibu coconut rum.
Yeah. That sounds choice.
And then, there's no word I haven't heard choice.
Yeah. Well, I take it back to the 80s whenever I can.
And then I want to do a riff on stuffed cabbage. But we're going to do kimchi rubbed short ribs.
Okay.
And we did them yesterday.
Do you ever do homemade fresh pasta?
Yeah.
All right, we have not yet done
fresh pasta.
Anything that has to do with anything
We can do ravioli. We can make short rib raviolis.
I feel like you're prejudiced against me.
No.
Is that it?
No, you just like meat.
I just, you know what I mean?
There's not much. Yeah. I mean, how are you going to do a pasta with meat instead of like, you know, beef tips and pappardelle?
Yeah. No, let's on the schedule for maybe closer to the holidays. Let's put together some.
Definitely.
You
know, it'd be good to doing like 7 fishes for the set dinner.
Yeah, we could do 7 fishes. Something like that. You know what? Maybe some manigots. That'll be
cannelloni too.
Yeah. Stop it. Okay.
Cannelloni is easy to do.
Let's you know what? All right. I'll tell you what, because I might just hang this thing up and go finish eating. I didn't get to eat anything today. Only a couple of bites.
I've had the pot stickers.
I got 2 of those, and you know what? Those are awesome. I'm going to bring Alexander on now, and let's get him on the show. Alexander, are you there?
Yes. Hello there.
Welcome. And I appreciate you coming on the program.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
So I understand. So yeah, I'm very familiar with microgreens. I've been in produce distribution for most of my adult career, maybe 20 plus years. And I love microgreens. I love what they do for the culinary world and the health benefits with them as well. So you've devised a way where the average person can actually do this at home. Am I correct in that?
So you're close. Okay. And so we build modular vertical farms, and what they are is an automated hydroponic system. So we allow people to grow microgreens and a wide range of fresh herbs and other ingredients on site, on demand, in a way that's really, really easy. And we really founded the company around this idea of remote management, which is how can we use technology to make it really simple for people to grow safe, reliable, and convenient food. And that was the goal 6 years ago. And today we're doing it. We serve clients across 4 countries now, where these modular farms are installed kind of in the kitchen or in their community, helping to grow fresh ingredients.
Which countries are you in?
So we're primarily in North America. We have some, we just started doing export to the EU, and then we're actually doing some work on cruise ships. So I guess those are not technically a country because they're on the move.
Right. Well, you know, they're definitely on the move, and they end up different ports of call. So that works.
Yeah, close enough.
So I understand that you can control the process remotely. How does that work?
Yeah, so when you're growing crops hydroponically, you're growing them in water instead of soil. And that method of growing plants uses 90% less water than growing outdoors. There are no pesticides or chemicals, and they grow up 3 times more quickly. So it's really sustainable and resource efficient, but it takes a lot of maintenance. So there is a thriving DIY community of people who want to do this little science experiment every day to maintain their crops. And what we saw is an opportunity to automate a lot of that process and therefore make it accessible to a much broader market. So we're actually monitoring their farms and their crops in real time and adjusting conditions so that our clients don't have to. And as a result, they just have a machine that grows food for them.
I think that's quite fascinating, actually, the fact that you can manage the farms for your clientele, because it's not just, it isn't that you're just selling a unit and, you know, slap on the back and a thanks and a handshake and that's it. It sounds like it's a relationship for the long term.
Yeah, absolutely. And we see what we're doing as sort of a sustainable infrastructure piece, right? We're helping our clients, which is primarily businesses and communities, to be more self-sufficient, to not have to import products. And that involves us being involved and being pretty involved in the long term. You know, we have sort of multi-year relationships with our clients where we're supporting them and kind of keeping the program evolving, right? They may want to change what they're growing each season or create programs. Like, we have some really exciting work in school systems where the farms are not only growing food for the cafeteria, but they're also being used as a teaching tool. So the what we do goes far beyond the machines.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of people I know that listen right now that are in culinary instructors. Susan Greer, Pamela Bedford, Casey, these guys are all in doing it. Have you reached out? How do you get in touch with them, or how do they get in touch with you if they want to get involved with it?
Yeah, so as in, we are very active on LinkedIn, and the company is BabylonMicrofarms.com. So we're always ready to chat, and we have account managers there. But you know, we do a lot of content-based marketing, so we're pretty fun to follow along if you want some innovative ideas around how to grow indoors and kind of different use cases. But you know, it's such a new industry. I think the biggest challenge we have is that most people don't even know this is an option. They think if they have to start farming, they're going to have to go outside and, you know, dig a hole and all the strings that come with that. Whereas with us, it's something that is 365 days a year, and it's a very clean and easy experience.
Well, I mean, I have a hydroponic tower, but I have to make sure that the water goes in. I have to make sure the pH level is the right way. That's me. You guys do all that remotely, correct? If that's what I'm understanding.
Exactly. And I think, you know, there are a bunch of things on the market that, like what you're describing, that kind of set the scene for this. And I think where we've kind of added in some new service layers to make it easier and ultimately make it expand the market for it, right? Away from kind of just your hobby users, but towards people who are going to rely on these things to grow product for them on a weekly basis.
You were mentioning you had mentioned schools. Who is your target audience?
Yeah, so we work with in what we call institutional food service. So we do a lot of work with self-operated colleges and schools. We also work with the big three food service management companies. And the main segments we focus on today are higher education, corporate dining, and then actually a lot of work in the healthcare and senior living space.
Yeah, this is definitely, he's got his audience right here. You got Chef Jay-Z, Ferdinand Metz, John Selleck. There's a bunch of different ones.
Yeah, we do a lot of work with the ACF and many, you know, just a lot of people in the industry. Obviously, we're a chef focused sort of operation ourselves, and you know, who tags along with the chefs or the foodies and, you know, everybody in between.
How did you get started with this? I hear an accent too, so I'm trying to
So I grew up in the UK, came over to the US for college, and we were actually looking at humanitarian applications for hydroponic farms. So we're thinking about, like, could you deploy small farms in refugee camps to help people feed themselves? And through that project, we came up with this idea for micro farming. So looking at, like, on-site at the point of consumption, and that's where this sort of whole thing kicked off. That's about 7 years ago now. And what we saw is that just here in the U.S., there are lots of people who want the freshest product. They want to be able to harvest in front of their clients, and that's the need that we're meeting today.
So not just microgreens, it's a micro farm, correct?
Yeah, yeah, it's the whole system. And so because it's a full hydroponic system, we can do the microgreens through to peppers, flowers. We do a lot of culinary herbs and salad greens as well.
You mentioned that you were, you had just mentioned that you're looking to go to different, you know, places where maybe food sources aren't so available. Do you have anything to point at now where there's some success stories?
Well, I think the most exciting ones, we worked with Nicholas Escadet on MSC Cruise Lines. So he's a Michelin star chef. He built an entire restaurant concept around micro farming. So he has five micro farms where they're doing farm to table in the middle of the ocean, harvesting greens as garnishes onto a plate. And because they have several of the units, they're completely self-sufficient. I think it's just a beautiful use case. And we have loads of, you know, a lot of inbound from like remote places in Alaska, Canada, and the Caribbean. Your way import, if importing product is a significant part of your business, then the ROI on one of our units becomes a no-brainer.
Have you ever reached out to World Center Kitchen, Jose Andres and his team, maybe getting something along with them?
You know, I have not, but they would be a fantastic partner.
So off air, we'll do that.
And what about Amy Sins?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's, just in speaking with you here for a few minutes, there's definitely, there are some synergies. I think we can probably help each other.
Yeah, Amy can actually point out it'd be probably better to have Amy get in contact because she works with FEMA hand in hand so much. And she's local in New Orleans, kind of. She just got a President's Medallion for it.
Why don't you explain? All her work. Why don't you share with Alexander who Amy is?
So Amy basically, during Hurricane Katrina, she had a helicopter dropping bags of sand to help the levee and to protect her home. And people just came out to help her. And she said ever since that day, she was going to pay it forward. You know, fast forward, Hurricane Ian decimated, you know, Cape Coral and all that in South Florida. And there in New Orleans, there she is manning 4 or 5 truckloads a day coming into that hurricane ravaged area. And she was calling me to get certain products, and with our network, we were helping out. And not only that, she was actually helping people in the Ukraine when that got invaded. And she was helping people when the Afghan Taliban took over and it fell, the government fell. She was helping get families reunited. This individual is a saint, and I can't say anything more about her. That is just an amazing individual. And the way she helps people out and her humanitarian aid is just unbelievable. And she'd be perfect for you guys to talk to and set something up.
Oh my God, that is epic. Well, thank you guys. And I think that's sort of where we're at as an industry, right? In controlled environment agriculture is what's thrown around. It's day one. We're in, this is a new way of growing food that's ultimately going to lead to much higher quality ingredients and better access in the places that need it most. And, you know, we just need people to help spread awareness and kind of drive this whole initiative forward.
You know, it's funny. We were talking earlier, Carl and I. You asked the question about farming, and I said Stefan did that thing with the shipping containers. It's almost the same thing.
What's similar? Yeah, similar.
Almost the same thing,
but more in depth and controlled.
Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah, Alexander, what was the story with Kamala Harris? How did that all go down?
You know, it was the craziest 4 days of my life to start. So I was actually traveling and I had some missed calls from and I didn't know who it was calling me on a Sunday, and it was the chief economic advisor at the White House, and they had fortunately found out about our work. And you know, I think maybe you're familiar that, you know, Michelle Obama started this whole initiative around gardening. She rebuilt the White House garden. I think there was some continuation there that they happened to be in Richmond, and they wanted to highlight the work we're doing. For a couple of reasons. One, because we'd received some federal grant funding. You know, we have a lot of machine learning and kind of sophisticated software that the National Science Foundation has funded that makes what we do possible. And then the other piece is we actually manufacture everything here in the U.S. We're the only company to do that. And so we built a factory here in Richmond where we could build everything from start to scratch. So she is keen to come check it out. And she hosted her small business week address from our factory with microphones behind her on national TV. It was super cool and a whirlwind 4 days for me.
That's a big deal, because I mean you're a small company, right? Small, mid-size.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
I'd say small, although in that moment, I think people thought we were a lot bigger than we were. It's not a bad thing.
Well, I mean, it's that is a remarkable happenstance to have happened to you, and I commend you for that. And you know, what you're doing humanitarily speaking is terrific. And if there's anything that we here at the show can do to kind of push that along, that would be more than obliged to look into that.
You guys are great. And I think, we just sit at the intersection of kind of engagement and education and like responsible sourcing. So for any chefs in your network or listening that, they serve to create unique experiences, we have a really flexible tool that is helping people do that across different locations around the world.
Now, you're in the Northeast, correct? That's your home base?
Virginia.
So do you know?
Yeah, we're in Richmond, Virginia.
You know Farmer Lee Jones?
I've seen his stuff. The bow tie is hard to forget.
Yeah, you guys need to hook up. My buddy Troy Schiller, he's up there. When we're offline, I'll give you a whole bunch of different, or I'll email you later. It's a good person to talk to because he's always on GMA, Good Morning America, Farmer Lee Jones. He's a huge, obviously, farmer advocate. And what you're doing, I think, is just spectacular.
And I hope, we've always been super partner orientated, whether it's like coming up with a new program for a nonprofit or trying some new seed varieties from a Farm Jones or something like that. We really try and get creative, and ultimately we just want people to be growing their own food, whether it's our system or someone else's. That is in everyone's interest.
Well, I concur with that. I think we all agree here at the show.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. In the description, when this podcast goes live, which will probably be in a few hours, believe it or not, I'll go ahead and put all your company contact info, in the description, and we'll kind of pick it up from there. Maybe we can jump on a call, the three of us, in a couple of days.
Fantastic! Yeah, let's do it. And if you ever find yourself in Richmond, we'd love to host you.
Certainly. I mean, it's not that far. What is it, about 12 hours or something?
Yeah, give or take. But Troy wants me to come up there anyways. He wants to throw it down up there. He's in West by God, Virginia, though, which is right next door.
Well.
Yes.
I get it. But you know what? It's a blessing for everybody. All right, Alexander, you're a gentleman. Thank you for being on the program. We will be in touch. If there's anything you want to say on the outro for you, go for it now.
No, I think we've covered so much. I'm really grateful for the opportunity. And as I said, ultimately we see a future where everyone is growing their own food on site. And I think that's going to be better for consumers and better for the chefs behind it as well. So if anyone's interested in learning more, they can reach out at babylonmicrofarms.com.
Thank God he didn't say anything about Man City or anything like that. So I was going to ask him what his football team was, but we'll do that off.
Yeah, as a Chelsea fan.
Chelsea. Okay, we're okay. We can still talk. You guys got rid of Pulisic. I mean, we're going to have to talk about that one off there.
Oh, I don't know who's left at this stage.
Excellent. Alexander, thank you kindly. We'll catch you on the other side.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
So, interesting cool company, concept. Right? Interesting. Very interesting. The control that you can,
But there's some people out there that'll be like, what are they controlling? He's watching me? No.
The micros.
They're watching your microgreens.
Yeah, it isn't like...
Is not our green, your greens.
It isn't like it's our TV sets that are literally watching.
Or us. Your iRobot
yeah.
vacuum cleaner.
The iRobot vacuum cleaner. Yeah, you hear about that?
Well, I have one.
but you heard the stories, right?
Yeah, they can watch
where the,
me.
Where the cameras are actually...
faced up.
Faced
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
And then people actually see it from the company.
But listen, if they want to see me in all my glory...
I don't think it's you that they want to see. I mean, you know.
Well, if they want to, have at it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because nobody wants to see that, not including myself.
So, you know what we did today, my man?
We cooked. Well,
and
some of us cooked.
And
took shoots. And shots.
We did your interview, bro.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I didn't know where. I got to play along.
We're just backtracking what we did today. God, you know what? Forget it. We're not going
to. Oh, we're going to talk about the history thing, right?
Yeah, we're going to get to it. We're getting to it.
We're going to edumacational.
Right. I'm the one doing the eye rolls today.
Right? So is John. That's usual, though.
Wow. What the hell is going on here?
The wheels just fell off the bus. You need glasses.
I do. I'm just trying to find the... what are we talking about here? Let's talk Gruyere.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, I don't know what's number one, number two, but Gruyere...
Yeah, you were talking about the sister.
I know your number. Yeah, those are like probably... I mean, okay, you know, the Pecorinos. I love them all. You know, Locatelli, all that good stuff. But... these two are probably my two favorites.
Yep.
Yeah. So what about you?
You know, for me, it depends on the protein. You know, we talked about that too and why I choose the which way I want to go. But Gruyere is definitely one of my favorites. You have to have Gruyere and a grilled cheese for me.
Yeah. Well, dude, I tell you what, it was fantastic. And what you did today was fabulous. Now, did you know that Gruyere's, it's Swiss. Mm-hmm. It's a Swiss cheese.
Right.
Yeah. Without the holes.
Without the holes.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's a little bit more, I think it's tamer than some Swiss cheese out there. It's got a nuttier flavor to it than some of the Swiss cheese. So, some Swiss cheese can overpower what you're eating as far as the sandwich is concerned.
Yeah. It's more earthy, I guess you could say.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And I'm all about that. But it's an old cheese. It goes back centuries. I know you wanted to jump in on something with this, didn't you?
No, the one I loved about was the AOC, which is protecting the integrity of the cheese.
She just doesn't have anything to do with this.
But I love the fact that they want to protect their way of doing things and the structure and everything they go through. Actually, SOPs, standard operating procedures.
Yeah, AOC is kind of like a DOP for like the tomatoes.
Yep.
Coming out of Italy.
Yep. Like San Manzano has to be marked San Manzano. It doesn't matter if it's across the street.
If it doesn't have a DOP stamp, it's not the right thing. All right. So I'm reading this thing as we're, you know, I wish I can like download it into my...
Well, soon they'll have a phone where you just press a button and it downloads right in your brain, like the Matrix.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Oh, gonna, I can do some martial arts now.
All right. So what is it? I just want to do a little couple of bullet points here, right? So it's tradition is raw cow's milk, texture. It is unique. I agree with that. I'm totally blowing this one here, man. I am. Totally am. If you've never tasted Gruyere cheese, you're in for a treat. Its flavor profile is remarkable, boasting a rich, creamy texture and distinctive nutty taste. What makes it even more exciting is the meltability. Now, that's a word that I am digging. I can get behind meltability.
Yeah, and we also call it stretchability, too. I mean, like when you talk about mozzarella and when you have a mm-hmm. pizza and it does this, Gruyere, to me, has to do that, too. I think Gruyere has to be, and then that's how much you put on it, too.
Smooth and gooey. Mm-hmm. That's what it needs to be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Has to have that flavor profile to me as well.
Yeah. I mean, so what's your favorite application for Gruyere? Like a fondue or a gratin or something like that?
You could do it that way, 100%. But for me, I love it in eggs. It's funny how I'll do certain proteins, get certain things. Like to me, brie is such a phenomenal crab and brie egg is just, I don't know. There's something about it that I get just giddy. The other one is like Gruyere and ham. Like you have mm-hmm. a croque monsieur, croque madame. They put Swiss cheese. No. Go elevate it. Mm-hmm. Go to Gruyere. To me, if you're going to put Swiss cheese on it, you don't love your guests.
when I think Gruyere, I think crusty bread and apples.
Oh, and honey.
Yes. I love honey when you can.
Ooh, you know. Pecans too.
Oh my God. Yeah. See,
now see, there we go. We got a little tartine.
Salivating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because you didn't eat today.
I mean, I had a little bit. I just didn't get too
crazy
to be a slob like I normally am. You know? All right. John, how you doing? You're just sitting there holding. I mean, so just as a behind the scenes, Smokey, our mascot, he was kind of in a weird place today. Oh, is that what it was? You abusive son of a. So he's calmed down, and now you have as well. What was your favorite shoot today?
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.
I think it was the last duck we did.
Oh, yeah, the plate, the main plate.
Although the duck à l'orange stickers were off the chain too, man.
Yeah, you like the duck à l'orange.
L'orange.
Yeah, but you need to eat that duck à l'orange because of the...
It's really good.
Yeah,
I didn't have any of that. I did not have that.
The orange powders were really kind of popped.
So what is that? That's just a dehydrated tangerine? Is that what you said?
Yeah. So what we used to do at P.F. Chang's when we used to make our orange peel chicken or beef, we used to take the peels, put it in the window, and then the heat lamp would actually dry them out. Kind of the same concept, but I didn't have that much pith. As Jay would tell you, pith is going to give you the acid, so I didn't have that in there when we did ours. So it's more of a orange Julius because it cooks when you dehydrate. It's 120 degrees.
It had a real heavy, you know, like when I smelled the inside the container, it was a heavy, like a musk, you know, mm-hmm. with the tangerine musk. It was nice.
Yeah, you definitely know it's... That what that is,
yeah.
You know, and still that flavor profile on the dish. To me, that's one of when you can accentuate layers when you cook. Like Chris, the guy that was checking out the ACs yesterday, he's like, "Oh my god, I can taste this, that, the other thing." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted."
He was eating the AC.
He was over at the house. Perfect timing. I had just gotten done prepping all the stuff, and he had the cornbread, he had the beef, he had the oxtail. Short rib and the pork.
Did you ever put together the our calendar for the what we're going to be cooking up?
Yeah.
What's for next week then?
It's short ribs, the Korean short ribs and oxtail.
Oh, that is next week.
Yeah.
That was scheduled for next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the week after, we're doing maybe the culotte and something else. The whole idea with August is like, we're coming into fall. Some areas of the country are coming into fall, you know, because we only get 4 days now of cold air or cold days down here in Florida. Nothing changes anyways as far as the trees are concerned. But we're getting into that time period where the grills are going to go back inside. So this is where grilling for me and smoking barbecue really come into fruition for me. It's great to sit down in 98 degree, 200% humidity and like yesterday, and smoke at 250 degrees. I probably lost about 20 pounds of water. It's fantastic.
It's good for you.
Yeah. The stupid things I think of. Let's go ahead in the middle of August. Smoke.
You know, and I'll end up getting some Creekstone culottes too.
I don't mind that for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so this is the first time we haven't done, like I was like, oh, I have to cut the, no, this is not meat, so I don't have to cut anything. Every shoot we've done, it's keep it whole, cut the beef. Keep it whole, cut the beef, so we can see it in two ways. And today was the first time I didn't have to do that. It was perfect, except for the duck.
Well,
I did cut the duck.
Yeah, I mean, but it's part of the deal.
Yeah, it has to be. And I think as we move forward, I think we can morph the different things too, as far as what we were talking about, flavor profiles and different dishes.
You know what's coming up, right?
Well, that's a broad question or statement.
Well, you're wrong. It's not. So you connected me with Foodie Patootie.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, Big Pooch. He's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have him. We're going to host him. He's going to fly in from New Orleans. We're going to host him. We'll end up going to, you know, one of the culinary, probably one of Jonathan's properties. And we're going to just have a blast.
Oh, it's going to be the way he is and the energy he has. He's just a really good dude.
And you know, it's there's no secret now because he's totally down. He wants, you know, we all want to work together. He's going to be the chef on the street over there in that part of the country, yeah. Louisiana, New Orleans.
We actually have 1, 2, 3, 4 have gotten back to us. The fifth one is having a child soon, mm-hmm. So he wants to see how that's gonna.
It's gonna ruin everything. Yeah. Just kidding. It's the biggest blessing.
Listen,
ever.
He's a chef, so he doesn't sleep already. Now,
yeah, I
so
know. It
doesn't matter. Not going to sleep.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Funny story is, you know, because I was in produce, and our operation was 365, like, you know, fully operational every day of the year. And I was in charge of a bunch of people and a bunch of everything. Well, when we had our second child, it was literally, you know, doing the Kamazigama there, what is it? Oh my God, I can't believe it is. What is it? When they're having their contractions.
Oh yeah. Labor.
Well, labor, but the contractions.
Right.
So she would have the contractions and I'd be there with her leg, you know, come on, baby, push, come on, girl, you know. And then when it would relax, I'm putting orders in, I'm texting, you know, like it was literally, I would turn this way and just, you know, kind of do what I have to do. And then, you know, contractions, you know, get back to work. I did that for the entire day. It was a long one. It was like a 15 hours.
And there's women out here listening to that podcast right now going, oh, you poor baby. Bless your heart.
Hey, man, you know, somebody's got to.
Yeah, put in the orders.
Pay for stuff and put in the orders, man. I mean, what can I tell you? I mean, I'm committed to everybody, basically. You know, my commitment goes long and, you know, and deep. Stop it. So, and John,
both of them looked at me.
Yeah, everybody looked at you.
Listen, my daughter's here, so I have to be on my best behavior.
You should be. Good thing she's in the other room with the headphones on.
Sometimes I think that she has it off so she can hear what I'm saying.
I doubt it, man. You, when I was that age, man, forget about it. I'm in a whole other stratosphere.
Yeah, but she's like 10 going on 28, so it's a different scenario with me and her.
That's scary.
Yeah. I mean, she's sharp. I mean, like I told you, when she was
cook?
Yes. Yeah, she does. And she has in that.
You're going to put it, you're going to have her do like, you know, serve some time somewhere, like do a little,
she served time when she was 7 at my restaurant back in West Palm.
Okay. So she already had like an experience.
Oh yeah. Maddie and Crystal were like, with the two girls that were working for me at the time, they were like, chef. And I'm like, hell no. And they're like, no, she's unnatural. I mean, come on. I'm like, No.
Yeah. See, what I'm going to do with my kids, I'm going to make sure that they maybe spend a year, plus or minus a year, let's say, in the business to get just to experience it. But, yep. But then I want them out.
A glimpse.
Yeah. Because they have to understand how, if you could manage to deal with people in general, hungry people, unhappy people that you work with, the long hours, you know, all that stuff. If you can manage that in the food business, you can be successful anywhere.
I think so, 100%.
You know,
I told her, like, you don't have to become a cook or anything like that. You don't even have to go to college. Get a, you know, trade, you know, become a mechanic in air conditioning, electrical. I mean, think about what we're going through right now with the ACs and the money those guys make and electricians.
You know, if I were younger and I could do this all over again, I would want to have maybe 4 or 5 kids. I would want a mechanic, a doctor, you know, HVAC, whole thing.
That's my family.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That was
just. I'm the black sheep of the family. I'm the only one that was the idiot that went into the restaurant industry.
But you cook, man. You feed people.
Yeah, I do, and I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. There's no, you know, I can't think of anything else in my life. My dad said that for years. I don't know what else to do because he thought he was just stuck because he was a high school, college dropout.
Yeah,
but for me, I always wanted to cook, and not just to cook. I always wanted to feed people. And it's something that's ingrained in me. I don't know what it is. I mean,
you do it every Thursday.
By the way, any day that ends with Y,
that
I do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless it's usually Thursdays. I don't cook for my family.
Well, I'm gonna put it out there. We're looking for a brick and mortar to do this show, and with a kitchen. Right? There's more to it, but I'm gonna just put this out into the world, and see what happens. But and also, people, I'm not gonna be upset at all if you know you want to do a review or a rating or something like that. Like you should, you know, I feel like you should do it.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm going to give you guys some ratings too, because the last couple of days I've been doing a lot of business stuff.
I'll give shout out.
I have to give
Amy
one.
Yee.
Yeah. Well, she needs to get her butt on the damn podcast.
I want the bread.
And to get the bread.
I want the bread.
But Lainey over at Junk and Stuff, I got two new mattresses and they didn't take them away, obviously, because I got them through Dream Cloud. So I called this place up, first one out of the gate. I was like, hey, and I told her what I needed. And she's like, you probably want that taken away today, don't you? And I'm like, oh, you must know I'm a chef and I'm OCD and ADHD. So yes, I do, because I can't move my garage. And she goes, listen, if I have to go over there.
Is that 4K? Is that what that is?
She goes, if I have to go over my own pickup truck and get that out of there, I will for you. I'm like, seriously, you don't have to do that. And I really appreciate it. I wasn't thinking that we're going to do it yesterday. Today would have been okay, or Friday, no big deal. But for them to drop at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and drop what they were doing and do that for me, unbelievable. And a big shout out to Vicky Webster and Mike, her husband, having Chris come out yesterday for the AC to, you know, check us out to see what's going on with that.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. Hopefully,
they're going to price right.
He was fed very, very well yesterday. Very well.
I hope that translates into deep discount. You know, I mean,
maybe he can go back to the owner and be like, listen, this guy cooks. Can we like feed the factory?
The ACs are like a quarter of the price of the freaking houses now. What is going on in this world?
That's the next topic.
I should have asked Alexander to put me with Kamal. I would have loved to, pick her brain and ask some questions. All right. Matt, hey, Will Brown.
Thank you, Will.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
And Amy Yee.
Amy Yee, where's
you're
my
on
bread?
Deck, buddy.
I want the bread. Jonathan, as always, man, you're super choice with them picture picks over there. You, homeboy. Appreciate you, baby.
I appreciate you too, man.
All right. We are out.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele,
and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.